the swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
What if I told you a new horror movie's just come out about everyone's favorite party game? Am I an ex-Prime Minister of Australia?
Yes.
Am I Paul Keating? It's actually about Truth or Dare, and the truth about it is it's so dumb it borders on amazing.
I know it sounds insane.
Just a little.
The first thing you realize is that it feels like an early 2000s screamer.
We're not playing the game, it's playing us.
You've got dialogue as rigid as Boogie Nights 70s porn, CGI demons that look like disfigured Whoville characters from The Grinch that, surprise, surprise, didn't make the final cut. And so if you're a fan of anything remotely tacky or cringe and can handle a healthy dose of jump scares, you can't help but love every hammy, over-the-top moment.
Something really weird has been going on ever since Mexico.
Like, if you can just let go of all your feelings and thoughts and aggravations about Hollywood for a second and just shut down that little voice in your head that might be screaming, $3.5 million do spend on this movie. If I won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 3.5 times, you bet your ass I would have done far better. It's a really fun watch. As for the plot itself, yeah, it's going to be predictable as ever, but that's part of its cheesy charm. Like, you'd be mad to take this movie seriously. The dares all start out, as you'd expect, being mostly sexy.
Make out with Olivia.
This fine young lady here dared me to show you my business.
And as time progresses, they get more and more violent.
Do the dare or you die.
The only annoying thing about Truth or Dare probably has less to do with its predictability, but is the fact that all the main characters, who are all young, sure, spend about 50% of the movie trying not to die, and the other 50% on their phone or laptop, literally reliving memories by watching videos of themselves on their phone in real time. So you're constantly left unsure whether this has been weirdly sponsored by a bunch of tech companies or if a boardroom of 50-year-old writers have just gathered around swilling brandy all agreed. Yes, the kids love their Snapchats and their Insta whats. Should we throw more of that to get them keen for this one, Gregory? And I think they'd love it. Truth or Dare's got all the working parts of a good old school horror. Depending on who you are, it'll be hilarious, terrifying, or just fill you with nostalgia. Truth or Dare, it gets 2 out of 5.
Triple J.